Oregon voters may get the chance to ban the sale of items made from certain wildlife species this November. Backers of an initiative that would do just that submitted signatures Thursday in an attempt to get their measure on the November ballot. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
How much impact could a ban on sales in Oregon have on the global ivory trade? Former Republican State Senator Bruce Starr says it's a start.
I mean, when you look at the whole world, you know, Oregon's, you know, one kind of speck on the planet. But the reality is that we can do our part. And Oregonians, I think, will want to do their part.
And in fact, it would be more than a start, since Washington voters approved a similar measure last year, and California lawmakers approved a ban with a vote in the legislature. The initiative would fine people caught selling any part of a dozen types of animals. There would be exceptions for certain antiques, such as firearms and musical instruments. The measure is opposed by the National Rifle Association, which says it would punish honest people by making their lawful property worthless. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.